Hello, this is Robin Motter.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Robin Motter, the host of Blog Talk Radio, where each week we bring you a dynamic guest, and tonight we have a fabulous guest. Her name is Jamie Walker, and our topic will be how social media put her business on the map. Let me tell you a little bit about Jamie. Jamie is the co-founder and president of Fit Approach. The website is www.fitapproach.com. It's an online health and fitness community. She is also one of the founders of Sweat Guru, and that is www.sweatguru, and that's G-U-R-U.com. The Open Table of Fitness, providing consumers with a single source for discovering, reserving, and paying for fitness classes in their area. Jamie drives the vision and strategy for Fit Approach and Sweat Guru. She is so dedicated to helping others achieve their own fitness goals and healthier lifestyles. Some of Jamie's athletic pursuits include tennis, cycling, snowboarding, swimming, dancing, and running. She's a competitive ultra-marathon runner. She has won the Olong, Dick Collins, Chimera, Cinderella, and Skyline to Sea ultra-marathons. She also placed first overall at the Solana Beach Triathlon. For the last 5 years, Jamie has also trained and taught boot camp classes, helping her students lose weight, gain strength, increase flexibility and endurance, and develop healthy habits. Jamie has also been practicing yoga for over 15 years as a Yoga Alliance certified yoga instructor. She shares her love for athletic, challenging yoga with her students. She graduated with a BA in political science from the University of California, Berkeley, and completed her 7-year corporate career in PR and marketing to create Fit Approach and Sweat Guru. Welcome, Jamie. I'm so happy to have you on the show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. And wow, that was quite an introduction. I appreciate it.
Well, I like my shows to be about the people that I'm interviewing so people can see how fabulous they are. And you are actually wonderful. I got tired just reading all the things that you do and all the different types of fitness things that you're in. What was your inspiration for Fit Approach and also Sweat Guru?
Yeah, so I'll start with Fit Approach because Fit Approach sort of inspired the latter. So, I've spent 7 some years in PR and marketing in a corporate capacity. And as I was there, I was also teaching the boot camp classes and yoga classes early in the mornings, and it was out of passion more than anything else. So I was just doing that before my normal work day. And I started to realize that there were a lot of questions and people wanted to connect, you know, with me all the time about everything that had to do with their fitness, their health, and nutrition. And I realized that I couldn't answer all of the questions that they had. I knew certain things to recommend, but I'm a vegetarian, so if they had questions about, you know, if I want to eat a leaner meat or a leaner protein and, you know, what should I eat? And I'm thinking, I don't have all the right answers to this, but I'm sure there are people I know that, you know, I could connect them with that would have an answer or be able to help them. And I realize that people really want to be able to leverage connections and that it's a really powerful thing. So my business partner and I got together and created Fit Approach to be a healthy community online where people could come together and talk about fitness and health and answer questions and motivate and inspire one another. And it really grew out of this, you know, movement that we call Sweat Pink, which is really inspiring people to sort of live their healthiest, active lives, but also feel very intimate.
Are you still there?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay. What was the most important lesson you've learned over the course of your career and why?
Yeah, I think one of the most important lessons that I've learned is, you know, to really to be flexible and adapt to change. And the reason that I say this is, you know, I think we very often people, we get very attached to ideas that are ours or, you know, even a little bit hot-headed about them. And I think I learned very early on that, you know, it's okay to steer from the natural or the course that you first set out on, because a lot of times, you know, you'll get better ideas or you'll collaborate with somebody and something new comes along. And it's okay to change course, and you have to be very flexible and adaptable, because your business will only grow more if you're able to do that.
Yeah, it reminds me of a good friend once said to me, implement now, perfect later. Because sometimes people sit back and wait till everything's so perfect, and there really is nothing perfect, and they miss out on so many things along the way.
I agree. I think it's so important. It's such a great lesson to learn. And, you know, flexibility is really key. I'm so lucky to have such a wonderful business partner. And, you know, she really helps me with kind of checks and balances. And then we have a great team. And, you know, a lot of times they give us feedback like, this isn't really, you know, as amazing as you might have thought it was. And I've gotten much better about listening to that feedback and really and being adaptable and flexible to changing things so that it's actually for the betterment of the company.
I noticed that you were you had a 7-year corporate career in PR and marketing. Was that also in health and fitness, or was it in a totally different market?
I was kind of, it's an interesting, I sort of took an interesting path with that as well. I spent my first 2 years doing mostly high tech, and then I left to go to another technology agency, but it had a kind of a large consumer practice. So I was on the consumer team, which meant my clients were primarily in consumer technology, the consumer technology space. And then from there, I really realized that my passion was in food and health and fitness. And so I started to grow an entirely separate practice out of that really focused on those areas. So it was, you know, in my later years that I really started to get ingrained in that community, and it was really based on my own passion and interest.
That's great. Well, you know, today's world, social media is where it's at, and I know that you have said that social media put your business on the map. So explain that, because everybody really is, you know, there's a lot of people still on the fence. There's a lot that are not real knowledgeable and a lot that are getting perfect at it. So share what you know, how you got into it and what you did and how it helped you.
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting, social media can be a really interesting thing. I think a lot of people, there's a lot of skepticism about, you know, will it really help my business? What are the metrics around it? How do I analyze this? And there aren't really that many clear answers. We can all take a best guess about how to estimate your success on social media. But until you're successful, I think you really have no way of knowing. And I know that sounds like a very strange answer, but, you know, what I learned was that inserting myself into the conversation and really talking to the community, so developing a community around the thing that I was most interested in, which is fitness, was the only way to really establish a presence on social media and make it meaningful. Because I think, you know, really that's what put us on the map, was having this very meaningful social media presence where we were able to communicate directly with our customers, directly with our community, and tell them, you know, this is really what we're doing. And it was very personable and authentic. And it was very me and my founder. I mean, there you can, if you read any of what we post, you can tell, you know, it's one or the other of us. And I think it's an interesting sort of channel to do that. It's a channel where you can actually talk to your customers, talk to your community in a way that's very meaningful and gets them very engaged.
Right. Do you do much on the phone as well as you do on the internet? Do you do much on the mobile apps at all?
You know, not right now, not to date. We will with Sweat Guru. Sweat Guru will have an app, which is coming out this summer. But for Fit Approach, it's really on the web. We've developed a community, and they come together on a series of different places. We've got a Facebook fan page, our Twitter feed, which is very active. You know, we have all of the Pinterest and Instagram and everything else. And I post, you know, and just kind of going back to authenticity, even our Fit Approach Instagram account, it's photos that you're getting from me. So it's, you know, food coming out of my kitchen and, you know, workouts that I'm actually doing, things like that. And so I think people really relate to that a lot better.
Yeah, a lot of people like those. Is it called Pinterest or something like that there?
Yeah.
Love it. I know my daughter loves it. I have an account, but I haven't done much with that yet. Why do you think connections online have been so impactful for your business? And what can others learn from this?
I think that they've been so impactful because people want a place to connect. You know, I think health and fitness tend to be it's a very emotional topic for some people. They become highly attached to it, and, you know, it consumes us. We think about health and fitness all day long, whether it's, you know, weight loss, form of weight loss or dieting or exercise or whatever, you know, it might be, or how your clothes fit. And I think that people really naturally form communities around that topic, and so we really provided a forum for that. And not only a forum for that within our own community, but we gave them a hashtag. So they all use the hashtag SweatPink, and they can talk to one another. And they really adopted that because it's like, you know, everybody from somebody who's on a weight loss journey or maybe running their first 5K to an elite ultra marathoner or triathlete can all speak with one another and share a common bond, which is fitness and health. And it's really dynamic and interesting about how highly engaged, you know, our community is. And it's really because they share this bond with one another.
I'm really not clear on what the hashtag does. Could you kind of explain that a little bit? I'm sure a lot of other people.
Yeah, absolutely. It really helps with, so, you know, finding a hashtag, you know, something that you can start to a conversation around is really great. If you're getting in the business and you're trying to figure out your social media strategy, you know, I always say early on, either attach to a hashtag that already exists or create your own. Because what it allows people to do is discover those conversations that are happening around Twitter. And for us, we very early on introduced the SweatPink hashtag. So people can literally follow conversation streams that include SweatPink. And they don't even need to necessarily mention my business at FitApproach. They can talk to one another just using that hashtag. And they know that they're part of the same community.
Well, I see it. A lot of times you'll be listening to radio and you hear them when they're talking and they'll say, use the hashtag. So that makes it a little bit clearer now.
Yeah. It really helps people discover, you know, what you're talking about, and you can include them in on a conversation. So they don't necessarily have to look for a specific tweet, but they can look for that specific hashtag.
Well, that's good. Well, thanks for explaining it. It helps me a little bit more understand it. What tips do you have for others attempting to make out the most out of their social media channels?
The tips that I have to make the most out of it are make sure anything that you're going to post is meaningful. I think above all else, that matters the most, having really meaningful content that, you know, is going to resonate with your customer or your community. I think it's the number one most important, you know, tip or trick that you can have out there. I think number two is be authentic. You know, people can see right through, you know, if it's inauthentic, they're going to know that right away. So be authentic. Really share, you know, what you want to share. And then I think number three sort of segues is that share what you want to share. So set some boundaries. You know, decide how you know, how much you want to share. So if you are somebody who, you know, likes to share a lot with others, maybe you're a big talker or you're very open in your sort of everyday lives and that's the way you want your company brand to be, then, you know, I think establish that early on because it's all about your voice and sort of your brand personality. And I think it's establishing what, you know, what do we want to show our customers, our, you know, our community, our direct channels. And what do I not want to show? And having those boundaries really early on will help you be very successful in maintaining a consistent and clear voice.
What would you say the average time a person should spend in social media in a day?
You know, I think it really is a full-time job. You know, I think it can be very difficult to sort of juggle and balance, you know, everything, all your other tasks with social media. You know, I think it's typically anywhere from, you know, 5 to 8 hours a day, and it really can be a full-time position as you get further and further into it. But there are some ways that you can, you know, sort of help yourself and balance that, too. There's a lot of great tools out there like Hootsuite that allow, you know, you to manage and time posts and things like that.
Yeah, but I think you need a plan, just like you would need a strategic plan for a business or a marketing plan. You actually need a social media plan. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's really important to develop something that sort of gives you some strategic direction, but also to understand that, you know, social media also is all about timeliness. So at times you will have to steer from that plan because things will happen that, you know, you need to insert yourself in the conversation around. And then I also, you know, I think that, you know, having that plan and also realizing that it's going to adapt and you need to be flexible on it just like anything else. because it's a medium that is changing so quickly all the time.
I know, it is. I mean, every day you see something, and even the social media sites keep changing the way you do things, and so you have to keep up with that. You mentioned that it's about becoming friends and a trusted resource for customers. Wouldn't this take a fair amount of time and energy for a business to be able to do that? And if so, how do you manage?
Absolutely. You know, I think it takes a ton of time. And I think what we did, you know, we really did first, we started the conversations. So we weren't trying to sell anything to anybody. We were just really trying to understand our customers and our community and inserting ourselves in those conversations and starting those conversations and really establishing ourselves as part of that community. So I think it's all about conversational marketing. You're really putting the conversation out there. You're getting involved in the conversation. It's a huge time investment. You know, I'm not going to tell you that it isn't. It takes a lot of work, but there is a lot of payoff. It really truly launched the Fit Approach business and put us on the map. It was how we acquired, you know, 2,000 plus brand ambassadors and a very large community. And from that, it's what has helped us, you know, come to this fabulous idea of creating Sweat Guru, which will launch very soon.
What is it on the Sweat Guru site? What is that all about?
Yeah, so Sweat Guru is, it stems from actually our Fit Approach community and also experience teaching boot camp and yoga classes. We realized that there was no way to grow and manage our business effectively as fitness professionals. So no tools, no software to use that really helped us do that. And so we started having conversations with those in our Fit Approach community, and many of them are fitness professionals just like us. And we realized that they were having a lot of the same pain points running, growing and managing their businesses. And so we started thinking about what that meant. So we created Sweat Guru to really be the first marketplace online that connects people around fitness classes and experiences, meaning fitness professionals can grow and manage their business with a suite of different tools. So they have everything from CRM and analytics to payment processing. And on the other end, allows consumers to discover and pay for their favorite fitness classes online, as well as share those fitness classes, invite their friends to attend those fitness classes with them, and then on the other side, create community groups. So, you know, your running club or your walking club or your tennis league, you can manage all of those things on Sweat Guru as a consumer. And that was something that the Fit Approach community had been asking us for a long time. And we sort of finally thought about how that would look and how we could sort of integrate that and make it into something that would be very useful.
So it's like going to one place to find out anything you want to do, wherever it might be, to connect. Is that...
That's exactly right.
So, and then do you encourage other fitness people to make contact with you to get on that site as well,
yes,
or how does that work?
Yes. They can also go to www.sweatguru.com, and if they punch in their email address, they will get a notification. They'll get to have early access to the site, which we'll be pushing out in the next couple of weeks. They can also email me. I'm very easy to reach. I'm just Amy@sweatguru.com.
Amy@sweatguru.com. The reason I'm thinking, there's a gentleman in our town that owns Elevate, which is a gym.
Oh, great.
And his name is Paul David, and he might want to know about this. So
I would love to chat with him.
And what was the biggest mistake you've ever made in your career to date, and what did you do to fix it?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, you know, one of the biggest mistakes I ever made, and it's something that I think a lot of people probably make and learn from, is having it's really in the hiring sort of stage. We were starting to grow and, you know, feeling like we needed to fill some holes in our company, and I think it was sort of hiring too quickly and sort of getting too jazzed about, you know, oh, they have that specific skill, and it took us some time to really sort of fine-tune that process. And so I learned that, you know, coming in with the right skills, it might not actually be the right fit culturally or the right person, I think we had to learn that the hard way. We had to go back and say, okay, you know, maybe this isn't the right fit for us culturally, and what is the right fit? And it really helped us adapt our own sort of
say that the things are mistakes. I say that they're lessons and learning, making us learn how to be better. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's always been so helpful. I mean, you can't have all, you know, you don't ever have all the right answers. And I think, you know, for me, that's one of the most important things is, you know, making mistakes or, you know, doing something that's maybe not the right way the first time. It really helps you perfect the process.
Well, I always say every day is like a new day in the little red schoolhouse of life, 101. What inspires you?
You know, the Fit Approach community inspire me. Honestly, every day I'm in the Facebook groups and I'm getting messages from them. I'm reading their blogs and watching their videos, and I just feel so inspired and lucky to have these women in my life. They're doing such amazing things, and I feel like every time I get up in the morning and I'm thinking, like, oh, 5:45, like, do I really want to wake up right now? It pushes me. It's like I need to get out the door. I'm going to go on and get my, you know, my run in the morning so that I can feel really energized throughout my work day or whatever it might be. And I feel like that's really where my inspiration comes from. It's like this great community we've created, and I'm inspired to keep moving and keep building on it and keep helping them feel inspired.
What part of the country are you in, Jamie?
I'm in San Francisco, so I'm on the West Coast.
You're in San Francisco?
Yes.
Oh, great area. I'm up in the Southern California area. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
You know, I see myself with a thriving two businesses, actually. And, you know, I would love to still be running long-distance races and mentoring other women in business. It's a lifelong sort of dream and passion of mine at this point. I really want to serve as a mentor and really help other, you know, young women get into business and help them sort of go through all the challenges and the rewards that it can offer.
Have you written a book at all, or you plan to write a book?
I've thought about it many times. I would love to eventually. I think that might be a 7 or 8 year plan just because of the resource and the time it takes to do that. But it definitely is on my wish list, so to speak.
Oh, that's good. You could actually take each chapter on some of these wonderful people that you have that are in the fitness like you, each sharing their own journey.
And that's a great idea.
And have the book be, you know, just decide how many words in each chapter and put it out there. I just was in a book that a woman did just that. She decided she wanted different topics and put it out there, and we submitted our work, and she had somebody edit it, and she had a book. She's
That's
got about
a great
six,
idea.
Six books like that. So, you know, especially with the expertise that you have, it would, you know, that could be a fast way to get a first book, and then as you go through, write a, you know, how you do a book and how you started all this.
That's awesome. I appreciate the advice. I'm definitely going to take that. I think that's wonderful and such a great way to sort of segue into getting a first book published.
You can have a book as low as 100 pages. You don't have to have a huge book. And then you're declared and nowadays you can do them and have them come out on e-books so you don't have all that expense of printing a book. So those
that's
are just things to think
idea.
About because you have so much great knowledge to share and just the things you've learned along the way and all these great people with their great information that you're connecting with that could be a great source for others out there.
I love this. This is such a wonderful idea. Thank you so much. I'm like, this is the best radio I've done because I get to walk away with a great idea for getting a first book out there.
Yeah, do you do a newsletter or anything that people can get? And let's mention your websites again.
Yeah, we do. Our newsletter, you can sign up for it on fitapproach.com, and it's at the right-hand corner of the site, and you can sign up for the newsletter. We do, it's about a monthly newsletter. Comes out just about every month.
Okay, monthly. And what's that? It's on the Sweet Guru site or Sweat Guru or the other one, the Fit Approach?
It's on fitapproach.com.
fitapproach.com. Okay. So if you want to, and that one too is the one that gives them the links if they want to get involved and have, if they're an expert like you are, and be part of that other site as well, right?
Yeah, both sites really talk to one another. So people can reach me on both, but yeah, they, it's really easy to find us on either one and sort of get involved.
Well, that is absolutely fabulous. I wish I had. I did a marathon once walking, and that was it for me. I did the LA Marathon.
Awesome.
Yeah, I did it on my 65th birthday.
Wow, that's incredible. That's an amazing achievement.
Yeah, but after I got back, I said, that's it. I don't think I could ever do it. I thought I was going to die when it was over because I wasn't in the best, even though I trained, I wasn't in, you know, the best of shape. But it may be something I'll do. But I noticed that I know Solano Beach has a great one every year. I would never do a triathlon, but just walking, I think, is cool. We're getting some of those in our town now, so that's kind of great. So it's great that you, how did you meet your partner? How did you guys come together?
Oh, that's a great question, and it's a kind of a fun story. Actually, my business partner, Elise, is my cousin. We are very close in age and have always grown up like sisters. So we're sort of, you know, more like sisters than cousins, really. And, you know, we've been really lucky to have one another because we enjoy working with each other and we completely trust each other. And our passion and, you know, sort of vision for everything has been so aligned. So it's been a really, it's kind of a wonderful and unique story.
So the other thing, do you go out and speak for groups or things like organizations in your area or things like that?
Yeah, we do quite a bit of speaking. We just had a speaking engagement at the Health Networking Initiative, which is here in San Francisco. We go to Fit Blogging and Blogger every year. Those are conferences that are sort of in our industry where a lot of our community goes, and we do a lot of speaking there. And we also do a lot of workshops at local yoga studios and you know, things like of that nature, like local yoga studios and fitness centers. And
you
do
know,
a lot of speaking.
Do you know Kelly Breeze? Kelly makes hula hoops, and she's in the Los Angeles area, and she makes hula hoops that people use also for exercising. She's pretty cool.
I don't know her, but I would love to be connected with her. She sounds fabulous.
She's connected with, you know, the guy that, oh, what is his name? He's so funny. He's always got these crazy outfits. She goes to his workout in Los Angeles all the time. I can't think of his name now. But I'll connect you with Kelly. You will love her.
Oh,
and she,
that sounds great.
I think, you know, she might also be one that would want to come and get listed on that site. And also, she could tell people about you. You'll love her. She's an absolute doll. And
I would love to be connected.
What's the best email for you, for me to connect her?
Jamie, Jamie, at sweatguru.com.
Okay. I'll send an email to her tonight because she's a good friend. But I was just thinking you two should meet. She makes the hula. She does a lot of stuff where she goes into schools on health. It might be something that, you know, she's doing sometime that could bring you in an event that she's doing. She's also was at the White House for the Easter egg roll and things like that. So she'd be someone great for you to connect with.
Yeah, it sounds like it. That would be awesome.
Well, we're down to 90 seconds left. Is there any kind of tips or anything you want to leave with our listeners of things that maybe they're not into the health thing, but there are ways that they could start that would get them on the track?
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of what happens on your sort of your health and fitness side really starts with, you know, treating your body well in terms of your diet and, you know, not dieting, but eating really balanced, you know, whole foods is always the best place to start. And then I think, you know, it's okay. Everybody has to start somewhere. So, you know, not trying to take on too much at once, but really easing into your fitness routine. And I think that's a really important, you know, lesson to be learned and mistake that people often make.
Well, I want to give them your website again because we're almost out of time. We've been talking with Jamie Walker, and she is the co-founder and president of Fit Approach. Her website is www.fitapproach, and that's fitapproach.com. And her other, and she also is one of the founders of Sweat Guru, and that's www.sweatguru.com, the open table of fitness.
And it's a place you go to find out one single source for discovering, reserving, and paying for fitness classes. Well, Jamie, it's been wonderful, and I can't believe we're already out of time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on my show. And the show gets archived, so people can listen to it anytime, and it stays up there. And I will be sending you that connection after we're off the air.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay, and next week we're going to move our show from Thursdays to Mondays because Thursday just doesn't seem to be working out that great with me since I also am involved in as the NAFI Western and Mid-Atlantic Regional Coordinator. So I'm moving the shows I have left booked to Monday night at 5 p.m. the same time, and next week we also have another great guest, so tune in to Diva Strategies for Success, and you've been listening to our great guest tonight, as I said, Jamie Walker. Bye now, Jamie. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.